We continue our readings in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, and at verse 16. Acts chapter 16, and at verse 16. Paul and his companions are at Philippi, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. She was a fortune teller, you see. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who show unto us the way of salvation." And you will recall perhaps that we pointed out last week that here is a woman possessed of the devil who was nevertheless telling the truth. So that truth is no real criterion that we're possessed of the Spirit of God. She was possessed by an evil spirit and she told the truth about Paul and his companions. And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, not to her, but to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of her gains was gone, and it must have been as obvious as that then, when they realized that she was no longer what she used to be. This was no figment of imagination. Something real happened to her. So real that these heathen masters who were making use of her in a profit-making way saw that they were going to be seriously out of pocket. When her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. And he, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners were listening to them. That's how the Revised Version translates it. And this brings out the sense, the prisoners were so astonished at this, they'd never come across anything like it. The prisoners were all agog. Do you hear that? From these men who were beaten with stripes today. Listen to them. The prisoners listened to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed the stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeant, saying, "Let these men go." And the keeper of the prison told this to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace." But Paul said unto them, "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned, and we are Roman citizens, and they have cast us into prison, and now do they thrust us out privily? Oh no, says Paul, let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told these words unto the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them, and brought them out, and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison, and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them, and departed. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word. The hymn number 680, We Have Heard of Joy.